Now we want to talk more about salt. Last month, the Institute of Medicine of the National Academies, an independent nonprofit, called on Americans to consume far less salt. Too much sodium, they said, leads to a greater risk of high blood pressure. But we wondered if people know what kinds of food have lots of salt and what foods have little. Here to talk more about this is nutritionist Ravinia Brock, better known as Dr. Ro. She's the author of Dr. Ro's 10 Secrets to Living Healthy. She's on the line with us from her home office in Virginia. Also joining us is Chef George Stella, author of The Good Carb Chef, Real Food, Real Easy. He's on the line with us from his home office in Kissimmee, Florida. Welcome back, both of you. Thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Michelle.
So, Great to be back, Michelle.
Thank you.
And hi, Dr. Ro.
Hey, Chef George.
Okay, well, now that everybody's all in love again, here we go. Dr. Ro, Americans are eating 1.5 teaspoons of salt daily. What's the problem with that?
Well, the problem with it is that it could lead to hypertension, and with the overwhelming numbers of people who are salt sensitive in America, minority groups such as African Americans who suffer disproportionately from high blood pressure, it's a real problem, and it wreaks havoc on the body from your kidneys to your heart. Having excessive salt intake can really do some serious damage.
And Chef Stella, where are people likely to be ingesting salt where they may not know that they are?
Oh my gosh, don't get me started. Everywhere. Our food is so highly processed these days that it's hardly food anymore. And last night I was cooking mojo chicken on the grill, and all the flavor didn't come from salt. It came from the herb rub and a little Italian dressing. But today, it's cheaper to put salt to get flavor. That's not what salt was meant for. Salt was meant to bring out the natural flavors.
Right.
But they don't have any natural flavors left in the food. So anytime you're shopping out for a box or a can or going out to eat, chances are you're getting that teaspoon and a half in one serving.
You have also had the experience of having to change your diet radically over the course of time. Was it a surprise to you how much salt is in a lot of the food that we routinely consume when you first started thinking about it? Did you know?
You know what? I became food aware. It surprised me not only how much salt was in the food, but how much starches, how much sugars, and that the actual flavor of that so-called food was made up of all of these bad ingredients.
Dr. Ro, can I ask you, too, it's not like it hasn't been known for some time that too much sodium in the diet can be unhealthy. Why do you think we're having a hard time absorbing that message? Is it because you think a lot of the foods that are cultural foods in a lot of people's core cultures have a lot of salt in them, or they use highly salted ingredients? Or is it we've become addicted to it? We just assume that's the way food's supposed to taste? What do you think?
I think that's a big part of it. Culturally speaking, for African Americans, for the Hispanic, the Latino community, salt and fat are big sources of what we think are flavors in the food. But I'm on the same bandwagon with Chef George about the fact that you really miss the boat when you don't eat whole foods, fresh as possible, as often as possible, and when you start to eat foods out of cans and boxes. As he said, you really don't get foods anymore. At the same time, I would say with this whole cultural thing, people are seasoning their foods with salt. And as he said, salt is really a flavor enhancer. It is intended to bring out the flavor of food rather than give you a perceived flavor of that food. Having said all that, though, Michelle, I would say that one of the ways that we can cut down, in addition to reading the label, eating far less processed foods, cut them out if, in fact, you can. And even though there's a process involved there, the other thing that you can do is to switch from table or iodized salt to kosher salt or sea salt, which is fewer milligrams of sodium by far than that found in table salt.
Hmm. Yeah.
But herein lies the rub, yeah. No pun intended. We as a society are conditioned to need more and more salt because of the overusage for so long in our processed foods, in our restaurant foods, our fast foods, that now the more we get, the more we need. So it's not enough to just sprinkle a dash or this or that, because we've grown accustomed to needing more to please our palate. The only problem is we can do, like Dr. Ro says, and what I agree is, substitute fresh herbs and healthy super spices like cayenne and cinnamon and cumin and turmeric and allspice, and we could do all that at home. But our kids, who become us, we go out, we eat out, and we get that salt, and we come home, and that's just not enough at home, so they want more from us at home.
Well, here, Chef, but pick up the thread on that, Chef, because we hear all the time, you know, buy local, buy fresh, prepare your own food. You can control what goes into that food. But, you know, you hear it all the time. You've got a lot of parents, both parents working out there. You've got single parents out there, and they say, look, I'm just barely getting through my day. So, Chef, tell me how people can cook more and actually follow those guidelines and still feel that they can get where they're supposed to get.
I know the answer, Dr. Rowe.
I know the answer, too. I mean, first of all, we got to move off the excuse bandwagon because we give ourselves permission to make excuses in instances where we really don't need to. There are things that we can do. First of all, we got to get back to basics, and we need to cook more. And I know Chef is going to chime in here because we eat the majority of our meals now as families and individuals outside the home rather than in the home. But there are foods that you can prepare quickly. Let's say you don't even cook. You can go to any rotisserie or deli section of your local grocery store and get a rotisserie or grilled chicken, throw together some green vegetable like sautéed spinach and a little olive oil and garlic, and put together some tomatoes with balsamic vinegar and throw in some fresh basil, and you've got a meal. You don't have to be a chef, but Chef George can speak to the fact that it's easy to get back to basics in order to live better.
All right, Chef, help us out here.
10 years ago, my family was totally impoverished. I was on food stamps, Social Security disability, and totally disabled, being 470 pounds. Back then, we changed our eating habits, and I started cooking. I'm a chef, and because I could cook, we actually saved money off the processed foods. We were able to buy the 10-pound bag of chicken leg quarters for 69 cents a pound and make all kinds of meals on it, from family-style chicken that you just throw in one pot. We started growing our own herbs. Instead of buying a bunch of parsley for $1.99, they had the little plants right there for $1.99 in the soil. You take them home, and you get quadruple in size. They keep you in fresh herbs all for the rest of the year, even on your counter. And you know, now that's, of course, we grow everything. So, but you're not going to believe this. Besides the fresh food that you've got to buy, and you can buy the produce that's on sale, that's the first place I always used to go. You know, I took my store coupons with my wife, Rachel. She's an expert at it. We took a cooler, and we went to two or three stores, and then we cooked all in one day for the week and froze things. And then when my kids came home, they had frozen cheeseburgers individually wrapped. They could microwave them instead of reaching in for a box of macaroni and cheese. So use your freezer. You can buy frozen good bagged vegetables that you can have there so that you have them available. Stock your spice rack. I could go on and on, but once you have your arsenal, you can start painting. You wouldn't paint without paint. You need your spices. You need some frozen vegetables, and buy in bulk and cook in bulk.
So before I let you go, do you feel that message is getting through?
I don't think we're doing a good enough job because, as Chef George said before, our taste buds have become accustomed to having more sodium or more salt in the food than our bodies actually require, than we need. You know, to change your life, you got to first change your mind. So we've got to change the way we think about food, what it means to us, discover what our relationship is with food, because we're overweight at an alarming rate because we have a dysfunctional relationship with food in America, salt being a part of it.
Dr. Ruvenia Brock is a nutritionist and the author of Dr. Rose, 10 Secrets to Living Healthy. She joined us by phone from her home office in Virginia. Chef George Stella has been a personal chef for over 30 years. He's the author of The Good Carb Chef, Real Food, Real Easy. He promises that. He joined us from his home office in Kissimmee, Florida. Thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
My pleasure.
And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by our newlywed Bracton Booker. Congratulations to him and best wishes to his lovely bride, Corey, Jessica Deal, Monica Ivstatieva, Jasmine Garst, Lee Hill, Douglas Hopper, Arjun Hutchins, Emily Oxenschlager, and Jennifer Longmire-Wright. Our senior editor is Louise Clemens. Our senior producer is Alicia Montgomery. The program is directed by Rob Sachs. Our technical director is Kimberly Jones. She had a hand this week from Neil Tebow. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior producer is Tashima Walker. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.